A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this podcast, you might be wondering, what is this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to tell you. It's the podcast that answers the important questions like, which would be the worst ape to have raised Tarzan?
So obviously Tarzan was inevitably going to be raised by apes,
yeah.
Right? Was his destiny.
It's just a matter of which one.
Which apes. When which God ape? Made Tarzan yeah. out of the firmament of space.
And in his image.
And in his image. He said, this motherfucking baby. God's got a potty mouth. This
yeah.
motherfucking cunt of a baby is going to be raised by fucking apes.
Okay, okay,
God made
okay.
fuck in his image too, so it's all right.
Yeah.
So are we presuming that the ape that the choice of ape
mm-hmm. or apes could be multiple.
Well, I mean, the real Tarzan, the real historical Tarzan yeah. was raised by, was it Kerchak or whatever his name
Kojak.
Is
Kojak
Kerchak
no Kojak Horseman.
So Kerchak,
that's a fucking horse.
Come on,
bro.
Oh, it's not an ape.
It's not Bojack Apeman.
But Mr. Peanut Butter's not peanut butter. That's a dog.
You can call that dog peanut butter.
You can't call a dog ape.
They lost steam there, huh, Jack?
I really did. Just... Sometimes you need a punchline before you start talking. Okay? That's the lesson of that bit. Mm. Everything I say is the lesson in one way or the other.
Yeah, see,
well, yeah, I mean, like, sometimes, well, 99.9% of the yeah. time, the lesson is words have consequences.
Yeah.
But yet I won't learn the lesson. It's a, you know.
So, presumably, this ape we choose killed... Tarzan's dad, and then raises.
Do you?
Tarzan?
How well?
you don't remember you don't Tarzan? Remember.
Which Tarzan are you thinking of?
Oh, because I'm imagining the Disney movie. In the Disney movie, Tarzan's family.
Do the apes kill Tarzan's parents?
Yeah,
not in the Disney
not
movie.
The Disney one, though. No, but
what?
Yeah.
I always thought it was like a plane crash or like...
Tarzan is the son of a British lord and lady mm-hmm. who were marooned on the coast of Africa by mutineers. When Tarzan was an infant, his mother died and his father was killed by Kerchak, leader of the ape tribe by whom Tarzan was adopted.
Well, there you go.
Disney Disneyfied it yeah. and didn't have a sweet scene yeah. of an ape braining a man.
That would have really made that scene later on where Kerchak is like, you're the leader of the tribe now.
Get very different. Woke, go broke.
Soon after his parents' death, Tarzan became a feral child, and his tribe of apes mm-hmm. is known as the Mangani.
Okay.
Great apes of a species unknown to science.
Oh, I see.
Color.
Fake
he's
apes.
His ape mother.
Fake apes.
Fapes.
Okay, so then I guess, yeah, we are assuming whoever is raising Tarzan, whatever brand of apes, also murdered his dad.
That's nice.
Okay, that's going to make our answers interesting. Because yeah. I think this, except for maybe Zaman, is a curveball
yeah.
for Mandusha.
Well, maybe... also, another thing I want to ask is, when we say worse for Tarzan,
yeah.
by what barometer?
Makes him a worse guy, I guess.
Yeah, I guess because yeah. the Tarzan.
So the Tarzan that we, the historical Tarzan,
yeah,
who is raised by apes, he goes on to
marry Jane
and live a successful life. And so, what kind of achievements does he do? Because he was raised by such good apes,
yeah,
he was able to.
Well, he I've only got the Disney version, yeah, right, to go off. But in the Disney version, him and Jane, he fends off, what's his name? What's the name of the guy with the gun? What's his name? Somebody literally this morning, as I walked past, one of my neighbors, I said, oh, have a good day. And then the name Clayton. They said, have a good day, Clayton, to me. And I was like, oh, I'm not correcting you on that. I'll be Clayton for you forever. And he made me think about that guy. But yeah, anyway, he defends Clayton. He kills Clayton.
Yep.
Hangs him in a vine, which is awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. And then, that happens in the Disney movie.
Yeah. And then Jane's about to leave for England. But Jane and her dad are like, actually, no, you know what? Fuck that shit. We're going to live on this island with Tarzan. And then they become feral together. So those are the achievements of Tarzan as it stands in real. I suppose he's got to do worse than that for it to be a worse ape to have raised him.
Okay.
Well, he becomes leader of the ape tribe as well, which is quite prestigious amongst apes.
If you're an ape, that's what you want
to
be.
If you went to the zoo and you were like, hey.
He's the first amongst apes.
Yeah, hey, Jiggles.
Yeah.
Jiggles the ape?
Jiggles the ape.
He's the ape at the zoo. I know.
Hey, Jiggles. He's Jiggles. First among apes. Yeah.
Is that a real ape's name?
No. It could be.
Could be. I think they'd kick me out of the zoo if I tried to name one of the new apes Jiggles.
Sir, you're not allowed within 100 feet of apes anymore.
Oh, I reckon you can get away with calling an ape Jiggles.
Really?
Yeah.
Getting on like
Jiggles the Ape.
Jiggles the Ape.
Say it proudly.
This is Jiggles the Ape.
I named it.
Imagine
he's first amongst apes.
On a safari somewhere with friends, they're like, yeah, we're gonna go see the gorillas later. I'm like, oh, I am.
Yeah, I'm not allowed, actually.
I actually can't.
This is Jiggles the Gorilla. This
is Jiggles the Chimp.
Jiggles the Chimp.
Jiggles the Chimp is good. Sounds like he works in a circus. One of those prestigious circus chimps that smokes a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
A circus chimp is more distinguished than a regular chimp.
Is it because you can imagine them wearing a suit?
Yeah, and I think they know a little, they kind of get it.
It knows how to tie a bow tie.
They kind of know a little more than your average chimp or circus chimp. They've seen a bit more of the world.
Yeah, like the circus chimp knows what, say, you know, popcorn looks like and tastes like.
Exactly. Circus chimps traveled. Yeah. They've been to many towns all over this great land.
Well-traveled chimp.
Exactly. They've met a wide variety of people from different walks of life, you know?
I just realized that I think if the Missing Link and, like, evolution and stuff like that was, like, well-known and discussed, like, in, like, let's say, like, the 1500s.
Yeah.
I would be scared to tour apes because I'd be like, if I make them too clever, they'll become guys. They'll evolve.
So you're imagining you run a circus.
And I'm getting a bit scared because I'm like, the chimps are
learning
too much.
You see a chimp, like, maybe you've taught the chimp to, like, wash up its own plates or something.
Yeah, or put on pants.
And you're watching it put on pants.
You teach the chimp original sin.
Yeah, and you're like, you might need to get a clown over there and be like, hey, how much more money would it take for you to kill that chimp?
you know, if it's, is that chimp clever? Yeah. Can that chimp can do math?
What do you think is going
to... Oh, maybe I wouldn't be scared. I'd be like, that chimp's going to evolve into me.
What do you think is the consequence?
What do you think you think will happen? What does that look like if that chimp evolves into you?
Is it a threat to you?
Humanity.
What does that
look like?
It takes
a step up the evolutionary ladder,
I think,
so to
speak. I just get scared that there'll be consequences.
So you've understood... Missing Link. So you've understood, like, evolution, but you haven't really understood evolution.
Yeah.
You saw that classic image of, like, the fish transforming into a man in a line.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's a cue. They're just waiting to take a step in the right direction.
I need to shut the door behind me.
Yeah.
You saw that and you're like,
there's an ape behind me. Yeah. What that means.
And once the apes start to do things that only a human can do, I'm like, oh no.
Do you think
I left the door open?
Do you think it could go backwards? Do you fear that if you were forced to live a chimp life?
I don't think I could be forced.
So you don't believe in
You can't devolve, but a chimp can evolve.
And just to make it clear, now, obviously, I understand.
Yeah, you're just like, talking if you were a
1500s brain.
Yeah.
Old person brain, famously stupid.
Yeah. Everybody says that we've been the same level of intelligence the whole time, but no, we haven't.
Yeah, no. We thought, like, looking at a rock or whatever was sick.
Yeah. Oh, it's still pretty cool. Depends on the rock, I guess.
It does depend on the rock. Yeah. What I would be scared of following that train of logic is that there's a certain thing I could do to go to whatever's next.
See, I reckon that could be I think I could go very egotistical because that would mean I'm one step like away from becoming a god.
Yeah. Oh, you think God's next?
Well, I've got a very grandiose opinion of myself.
Fair enough.
But drawings Understood. You're talking of, it ends with a guy.
Well, yeah, but
what's
I'm like,
next?
Yeah, that can't be the end of it.
But well, it can be.
Oh, you would imagine it would be.
Oh yeah, if the fish is the start and the guy's the end.
But nothing came before the fish.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But something must have.
No, but no. One day there was just a fish.
Yeah, but then some guy drew. Some guy drew that. I can draw. Like, I don't know, me with big abs and a big swinging dick. And like, look what I'm going to evolve into.
I do you love Zaman. You being like, some guy drew this.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Not real. What are you saying? This is a picture.
Look at the next one. I drew wings on it. That's happening.
No. What? Because when I bought this,
a book.
The
drawing.
If there was a thing
you and your tails and top hat in your tent or whatever, looking up at the ape, being like, ooh.
In the 1500s, after running a successful circus with a monkey and all
1500s
that,
as well as what? The century after the medieval time, but whatever.
Whatever.
Well, 1700s, but that felt too new.
Whatever, it doesn't matter when.
So
yeah.
You've a successful circus, and then you've gone, you've bought a picture, you've bought a drawing, you've got fish evolving into man, and you're like, nothing came before, nothing came after?
Yeah, because if something came before, they simply would have
One day there was a fish.
Yeah.
And then now it's
that
man.
Fish did enough stuff to become a rat.
You're arguing with me and I'm like, you all point to what's before the fish.
You can't. I guess at that point as well, if you're also very religious.
Yeah, that's true.
You could be like,
God
makes
it, but also following...
if you're very religious, you're like, this is blasphemy.
Yeah, but following...
What? It's because of the inertia. I've already referenced it in this episode.
Yeah.
Because of, I was like, why evolution? Who cares? God made all or whatever. But the whole, like, God made us in his own image.
Yeah.
He isn't an ape.
Yes, exactly.
Or a fish.
Or we didn't, just to start as proteins or whatever and become a.
Here, holding this up, Where's the cockroach?
Yeah.
Where do dogs fit into this?
Dogs, not real?
Looking at this. I know, I've seen a parrot.
Parrots exist.
We
should never have let Dusha see that image. It's really fucked him up. But also I love...
I got it, but not quite.
Yeah.
Following your train of logic as well, the fish did enough things like a rat and became a rat. Rat did enough things like a half
ape. But also there were certain fish that didn't do enough things and stayed a fish.
Mm.
What do they do?
That's all it takes. Yeah. Act like the next thing in the line, you become the next thing in the line. Mm. That's really scary.
Yeah, it is.
You start
scary.
Acting like a royal, you become like a king.
Well, that's why I was scared. Because we don't know because it's not in the picture.
Well, yeah.
That I'd do something and just one day I'd evolve. Like I'd just be doing something innocuous and then all of a sudden I'm whatever's next.
What
comes off? Rat, fish, dog. Fucked up ape, regular ape, man, squid.
Well, the thing is, though, it's like if you could look at it, you could be the trends, like the what's coming next, right? You could be like, I guess, more hairless.
Whoa!
And taller.
Yeah.
Like you have like a straighter spine.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you start bending back?
Then your hands are on the ground. And then you are almost squid shaped.
So, you start.
Your
like,
hips become your eyes.
You start like drawing in just like weird things that like,
Dusha has taken
to
it to a fuck. Just going into
it's
your
like eighth down the line. It's like a giant bending over backwards, his head through its own legs.
Going into your like fucking cabin or whatever in the circus, and it's just the wall is covered in your chain of evolution.
Jackson, chap, I've figured out the next step.
As you're like trying to backbend,
sir.
We become a circle, you see.
And I put my arm around you, and I'm like, I've been eating, you know, raw fish in this circus for a really long time, and I don't want to act like I don't appreciate it. Yeah. You know, I love the work I do, but
As the fabled dog man, do I need to start shaving, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the next step will be a man for you.
Hey, while you've been in here doing this, the chimpanzees have become men.
As I predicted.
My God.
It's sort of I knew it. Taking over the circus a little bit. Just thought I should let you know. Anyway.
Is one of them claiming to be me? Mm-hmm. Yes. The ringleader?
Yes, they are.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, a lot of the circus is convinced. So you might want to come out and argue your case,
sweet
man.
Sweet Jiminy Christmas.
And then you, I guess, roll out.
Yeah, yeah.
You have become a circle.
I'll crush you.
Whoa, Chip Man versus Circle
he
Man.
He evolved into a giant circle.
This circus went downhill.
Oh, you telling me?
Fair enough. If you, the ringleader, rolled into the ring.
As a circle to fight a chimpanzee that had become a guy.
Over. Is this an act?
Are
no,
they
it's
gonna
a.
Start juggling? Oh, he's got a knife.
Also, it's the year 1500. The Crusades just happened?
Yeah, I think so. Awesome stuff. All right, so, okay. What is Raising Tarzan?
Yeah. And how is it bad?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, firstly, I'm going to put forward Bigfoot.
Oh! Now, Squatch!
There might be people be like, he's not an ape. Shut up, he's an ape.
Oh, he's an ape. He's an ape. A North American ape.
Hmm. See?
Yeah, fair enough.
The reason why I think it'll be bad is because the thing is, well, so Tarzan needs to be Tarzan, needs to be like the number one ape, king amongst apes, stop everyone from like kill off Clayton, marry Jane, etc.
Absolutely.
He needs to be present.
Yes.
He needs to be there. What is the one thing we know about squatches?
They do not love to be there. They love to be hidden.
They are very good at hide and seek.
That's very true.
They are very good at becoming like, do they exist? We don't know.
We don't know.
So,
yeah.
If he was raised by squatches,
we wouldn't even see him. We'd never hear about it.
We'd never hear about Tarzan. It would be a shame that Clayton went into the jungle
and into the Pacific Northwest and just shot a bunch of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You just went there hunting for nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
First of all, you've ruined his hunting career.
Yeah, he would find nothing in there because the Bigfoots would
nothing
have hidden.
We'd assume that baby Tarzan died in this shipwreck.
Yeah, that's true.
The true line of the royals existing. So that we can then proclaim as the true king of England? That's the goal.
Yeah.
It's the goal of Tarzan.
Yeah, the goal of Tarzan is to make him the king of England.
True kings? Is this the kind of like fucking Game of Thrones Westerosi kind of shit? Is this what he was? Is this like, oh, he wasn't killed as a babe?
I think he probably had some land somewhere. I don't know if he was going to be.
Is he a lord or a royal?
I think he's just a lord.
Okay, never mind.
He's just of wealth. Okay. So I guess it would be a plane crashes in the Pacific Northwest.
Yep.
A Bigfoot kills Tarzan's dad. That'd be so scary. Because in that last moment, you'd be like, Bigfoot's real. And then your head would be torn off.
Okay, so
and
Jackson.
Then Bigfoot's wife picks up baby Tarzan.
Yeah, he's like, let's raise him as our son.
I think we're going to claim that watching your dad get killed by Bigfoot's scary. And I was like, yeah, name one way in which you see your dad die in front of you that's not.
By an ape's hand. That isn't scary.
Yeah.
If a gentle ape killed my dad, I'd be more chill with it.
What ape's the best for killing your dad? I think the worst, I think Bigfoot's pretty bad, but I think Mandrill's the worst. Mandrill is, obviously we're talking fictional apes here on Plumbing today, but Mandrill is the worst real ape.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a Sasquatch would just like tear
exactly.
dad in half.
A Mandrill's going to eat your face and then step away so you can run away without a face to prolong the pain and the fear. A mandrill would toy with you. They're the only ape, aside from us human beings, I think, capable of sin. And mandrills are always sinning.
Yeah. We got religion to teach us that sinning is bad. Mandrills the opposite.
I don't know.
Mandrills almost got like a religion where sinning was good.
All dogs go to heaven, but all mandrills go to hell. Horrible creature.
Baboons would be
horrible. Horrible, nasty creature.
Foul, loathsome creature.
I need to look at a picture of him.
Truly despicable.
A stain on our greater.
Oh, dude, damn bad. Look at a picture of a mandrill and tell me it's not the worst animal there is.
Yeah, they're awful.
They're so bad. They're rotten. They're a rotten branch of the evolutionary tree, dude.
They're always yelling.
Oh, they're always yelling. Their faces are fucking scary. It's like a lion's face and an ape.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Blue is not a natural color you should see in nature.
Absolutely not.
No, thank you.
Dude, mandrills are so bad. Anyway, so...
They got horrible asses, dude. Yeah.
They're fucked up. Okay. So Tarzan being raised by gorillas, let's say. I know they're an unspecified species of ape in Tarzan, but let's say they're gorillas for easiness sake. By being raised by gorillas, that made him very muscular.
Yep.
It made him very capable of surviving in the jungle.
Sure did.
It made him very hardy and tough. And he only could speak gorilla.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
And he could speak to a lot of animals, but it seems to be like, let's just, like, he speaks
spoke gorilla just for...
So we're anyone squatches. Could go,
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's good to do.
Yeah.
Ooh. Apes get it. They can talk. They just don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Ooh.
So with like...
This is dangerous. The rest of the episode could be plumbing the ape star, so we got to be careful here.
Thread that needle. This could go one way or the other. There's nothing but ape noises from here on out.
So we're on a precipice right now.
You got a soldier.
Be careful. Don't slip.
We all want him. We all. Anyway, so.
We're walking single file on a path on a cliff face, and down below is ape episode.
Don't look down. Don't look down.
So, with the gorillas, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that he learned some. But with squatches, there's not
so many. Yeah,
there's
maybe
a couple, there's a few.
What noises does the Bigfoot make?
They make horrible screams and grunts and stuff, if you believe people online. Like,
that's awesome.
That's one of the Bigfoot noises.
See, Tarzan.
Me, Jane.
When she says me, Jane, he doesn't go.
That would be so
funny. It's happening. Boys. Hold you back. Here's the rope.
It's the buddy system. That's why we're all tied together.
Either we all go, none of us go.
It's so funny as well to imagine Jane and Tarzan in that situation, because when she's like, me, Jane, and he's like, oh. She's just like, oh, okay. There's no man in
here. Okay. No, right.
I thought he might be like a guy. No, okay, he's full ape. Never mind. All right.
So, again, with the historical Tarzan, he gets, training from a bunch of different gorillas, whereas the squatches, we only get a few of them. And so, I guess, what are squatches really good at?
They're good at hiding, making nests.
They're good at making nests.
They've got a movie star quality, as seen in the Gimli footage.
Yeah, that's true. They do that awesome, in the Patterson Gimli footage where she turns around and gives the camera a little like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Absolute movie
star
quality.
So Tarzan's going to be great at posing.
Yeah, very true. Mm-hmm. Is Tarzan going to appear in blurry photographs across the country?
I think so,
I think that's a
will
trait.
Will Tarzan become his own cryptid?
Yes.
So it'll be like, guy.
Jungle man.
Mystery. Guy we've seen.
He would be the missing link.
Oh, that's
missing
true.
Link found near where we see squatches.
And then how sad would they be if they didn't catch him? Like, oh, he's just a guy.
He's just a lord.
Just a loose man.
He's just a man that went ape mode. Or Bigfoot mode.
Yeah. Do you think
but he's making noises that aren't noises that we've heard before from an ape. He's making different noises.
Yeah, if we found Tarzan, who'd been raised by squatches, brought him into polite society, and he was Tarzan who'd be raised, but would that be evidence of Sasquatch?
Yeah, because you'd be like, he's doing ape. Like, then people who study apes would be like, that's no ape.
We've known. But then you have the Sasquatch hunters who are like, listen to this recording of the Sasquatch going,
and Tarzan's like, oh, mama.
Oh, yeah, I know what that means. Tarzan's I was raised like, by Sasquatch. Where are they?
Yeah, he's doing the same thing again.
He's like picking up the tape recorder, looking under it. Where'd you do my mum?
Where's
Did
my mum?
Did you shoot my mum?
Smashes the tape recorder.
Yeah.
That is bad. Okay, so possibly by Tarzan being found, because Tarzan's going to blend in worse than a Sasquatch, right?
Yeah.
Because Tarzan's got pink, white skin. Like, he's not covered in hair. You know what I mean? He can't blend in with the trees. So Tarzan's more likely to be found by Bigfoot hunters.
That's true.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
Is the next step he's just going to get shot by a gun?
He could get shot by a gun, or it could just be like, oh, Bigfoot is a hoax. It was always just being this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He becomes Bigfoot.
Yeah, everyone is like,
you were Bigfoot, yeah.
So it's just like, I guess, you know, that whole thing about that we thinking we're hearing, you know, Bigfoot noises. It's just this guy.
It's just
look
this
at him,
guy.
Look at him.
He's making the
yell.
Noises right now.
Yeah, there he goes.
Yeah.
Instead of his, like, you know, he's like.
But also, like, so in the movie Tarzan, Disney movie, Clayton is like, you got to tell me where the gorillas are.
He
blackmails Tarzan. I forget the specifics. Uh-huh. And Tarzan shows him where the gorillas are.
He's probably like, I'm going to marry Jane. That seems like a...
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Or Jane won't like you unless you show me where the gorillas are.
Okay. Well, I got to show you my mom and dad's squatches.
So, yeah, exactly. And then the Sasquatches, who have hidden so successfully such a long period of time, found out.
Betrayed by their own son.
I think that's a risk.
Yeah. But with the extra, like, I guess, strength training from, say, Squatches.
Yeah.
Will Tarzan be able to snap Clayton in half?
That's true.
Gorillas could snap a guy in half.
Not as well as a Sasquatch.
How many recorded deaths have there been by a Sasquatch?
How many are being covered up by the government? That's the next question we've got to ask.
That's true.
That's a good point.
I was going to say zero and zero, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we did a Jackson Bailey Spooks America on Ape Canyon. Do you remember if there were any deaths in that story?
There was definitely deaths, but there were cliff-related deaths.
That was stories about people who fell off cliffs. That's right, and everybody blamed Sasquatches because people are fucking dumb.
Sasquatches do love to push.
Yeah, that's true.
It's awesome, and look, this is a side note for this Plumbing the Death Star, but it is awesome the amount of people that have fallen off cliffs because they're like, hey, watch this, and then just fall off a cliff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Or they go to take a photo and step too far back and just fall off
I'm pretty
cliff.
Sure in the Ape Canyon story, it's like a skier, and he's like, I'll just take a shortcut or something. And then they find him dead at the bottom of a cliff, and they're like, was that the shortcut, man?
Now, you boys laugh, but I'm fairly certain at one time or another, when we were in Edinburgh, I'm pretty sure some of you were like, in this room maybe, hey, I know a shortcut down here, and another one basically almost rolled off a cliff.
Yeah,
I think that might have happened.
Because it was a very steep, muddy hill.
Yeah.
And then previously, what hadn't been raining and wasn't that muddy.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why one of the people is was also, like, it's a shortcut somewhere.
Let's also remember when we were at the top of Arthur's Seat, there was a little walkway you could go down to a very precarious cliff. And one of us in the room was like, I'm going there.
Gotta see what's going on.
Gotta say, at least you weren't like, watch this. If you said that to me and Zammit before going down to that little precarious cliff, you would have died.
He's like, oh, it sucks.
Check this out.
What did he think was going to happen?
Was that the trick?
Did he think he's going to evolve wings?
Okay.
I did enough bird stuff that I evolved.
I'll become a bird.
If I eat seed, I'll become bird.
Pretty bad for Tarzan to be raised by Sasquatches.
Yeah.
And bad for the Squatches.
And bad for, that's what I'm thinking most of all.
Squatches get poached.
Yeah.
Tarzan doesn't realize his full ape potential.
Absolutely.
Tarzan's unpleasant to listen to.
Yeah, he's got a horrible voice.
Yeah.
No good. Because the apes, something calming about the little, that's nice.
Yeah.
Not as nice.
Or it's like a gentle... It's good.
Oh, it's dangerous. Okay, we got to move past it, otherwise we'll get stuck in the canyon. So that's the true Ape Canyon.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking Gorilla Grodd be a bad ape for Tarzan to be raised by. Uh-huh. Supervillain to the Flash.
Yep.
Kills Tarzan's dad. Then I guess because Gorilla Grodd has no wife, Gorilla Grodd himself is like, I'll raise this boy now.
You said that like Gorilla Grodd not having a wife is like a very vital part of his...
famous part of his...
Like being like...
You
like,
know, Gorilla Grodd, he's very single.
He has no wife. You gotta remember that.
At all.
Hey man, check out this newest issue of The Flash. Just the only thing you need to go in there, Gorilla Grodd doesn't have a wife.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear in the new Flash movie, Gorilla Grodd? Yeah, they... Thank God, true to the comics, no wife.
They kept him single. Bachelor.
Bachelor, famous bachelor.
So Gorilla Grodd.
The wifeless wonder, Gorilla Grodd. Gorilla Grodd being like, what? Why? Unlucky, do you have a wife?
Unlucky in love, Gorilla Grodd. Big virgin.
Alone is always, chump.
Never the bride. Gorilla Grodd.
Fuck him up, you know. Next time he meets Flash, he's like, I got a girlfriend. So.
Do you though?
Yeah, but you're not serious? Married.
How serious? How long have you been dating?
Does Gorilla Grodd fight the Flash?
Well, an ape is strong, and the Flash is quick.
He got an ape brain, or
he's got a very clever ape brain.
So he's,
I think cleverer than a man's is the idea.
Okay,
he's the cleverest ape.
Okay, so Flash is very fast.
Yeah, well, all Flash's villains are stupid.
Okay.
It's Gorilla Grodd, Captain Boomerang, Budget Mr. Freeze, Daddy Cold, maybe his name is.
Mr. Frost?
No, he's some Ice Man, Ice Wizard.
Yeah. Reverse Flash?
Reverse, well, at least the two ones that make sense are Reverse Flash and a character I think known as the Turtle, who can access the Slow Force.
Yes. I was going to be, there's like a slow one, isn't it?
Yeah, what does the Slow Force do?
It's basically, isn't it like slow to the point of like entropy?
Yeah. It slows you down and then destroys you. Yeah. Fair enough, it makes sense.
Reverse Flash does so much stuff that just seems petty and horrible.
Yeah.
Doesn't he go back in time, kill all his friends so that he doesn't have any friends?
Yeah. I think so.
I think he also maybe kills Barry Allen's mom and then raises Barry Allen.
Yeah,
I think he does. Reverse Flash is the best.
Yeah.
That's absolutely peak villainy. Yeah. Fuck the Joker is your bad guy.
Reverse Flash, he's got like all this, like, almost unlimited potential if he can, like, fuck with time that badly. Yeah. And he's chosen that. No matter, like, he could be a time tourist. He could go and see, like, incredible things that have happened in history. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? Fuck this one guy right in the eye.
I will fuck with one man, and that's enough. Yeah. It's the best.
I'm going to ruin this guy's life.
Exactly. But anyway, Gorilla Grodd. Raising Tarzan, because he'd be raising Tarzan for evil, for crime. Okay. He would be using Tarzan's strength, which admittedly is not really, it's just strong for a guy.
Strength for a guy is good.
Rod, yeah.
And also, sorry?
So Tarzan's strength, though, is less than
Gorilla
Grodd's.
Yeah, it would be. But
then again, like, he's, like I guess, as a child, I was not as strong as my dad. So fair enough.
That is how it works. Sense.
Yeah.
And also, Tarzan, human being. Some things as a gorilla man you can't do.
Anything involving thumbs.
Well, No.
Gorillas have thumbs.
I can see how the evolution chart confused you.
Anything involving four fingers and a thumb.
No.
Apes have four.
Joel Dusha, how many fingers do you think? Describe an ape's hand.
If I showed you look, I got a sweet monkey paw, and we're going to do some wishes. How many wishes are we getting?
Why did you think that apes bucked the same trend that any other...
What? Primates have five fingers. I thought it was four.
You thought they had like what? Like ring finger, middle finger, pinky, thumb?
No index. Can't point.
So I assumed, I don't know, just went three fingers and a thumb. I didn't think about it.
Okay.
I've seen apes.
Raccoons have five fingers. Like,
well, yeah, and I guess I've seen lemurs and commented about how they've got horrible little human guys.
Yeah. But I was thinking, just moving past that.
Yep.
I was thinking that if you're, say you want to quietly rob somewhere.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you're Gorilla Grodd,
you stand out.
You're
like a sore thumb. Like a sore gorilla thumb. Like
which they have.
Famously, they are a bethumbed creature, okay? Tarzan just looks like a handsome guy.
Yeah.
So he can roll in. He can be the human face of Grodd's enterprise.
Plus, he knows how to speak English and he doesn't grunt. Gorilla Grodd.
This is not really Tarzan being raised. Yeah, in many ways, Tarzan's just
raised by a guy. Yeah.
By a huge guy.
Huge guy that looks a little bit like a lot like a gorilla.
Yeah. And confusing for baby Tarzan, where he's like, why do all the other dads have skin, but my dad's got hair?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Mm. Yeah. Is it kind of like Gorilla Grodd has become Gru?
Yeah. It's sort of a despicable me situation.
You become me, but no moral lessons.
And there. No minions, tragically. Yeah.
You just become the girls.
You become, Gru's daughters, whose names I can't recall. I don't pay attention to anything in that universe that's not a minion,
That's fair. And also, I guess Gorilla Grodd wanted this child.
Yeah.
Where Gru's like, my
I get that these kids for insurance purposes. I don't know if that's what he
said. That was good.
These children help me claim more money on my
taxes. I am committing tax
fraud.
Bob Stewart Kevin, help me commit tax fraud. This week over me.
Despicable me.
I am an evil genius. Yes?
Finally, I will be on that league of evil wizards.
Yes. Oh, no, I love my daughters now.
I bought her a unicorn toy so fluffy that she might die.
Yeah. So, just think it'd be bad and sad for Tarzan to become a criminal.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah, life of crime, I guess. Yeah. I also getting beaten up by the Flash.
Yeah, exactly.
Because once again, he's a guy.
Tarzan's a human. Yeah, he doesn't even have the strength of Gorilla Grodd.
I reckon there's a chance that the Flash sizes Tarzan up and is like, this guy's probably got superpowers and doesn't pull his punch
yeah.
that hard.
Oh, yeah. He vibrates right through Tarzan. Yeah, absolutely. He's now a red mush.
Gorilla
yeah.
Grodd comes in and is
you
like,
killed my son.
Oh, fuck it out.
You killed my boy.
Yeah, but isn't the wifeless one. Sunless now, too. Fuck Flash.
What are you, hey, Mr. Wifeless Gorilla Grodd, what do you call a dad that's lost a kid? It's sad. That's what you call it.
The fuck is wrong with you, Flash?
You're going to jail, Gorilla Grodd.
You're going to jail, you killed sunless wonder.
You killed my son. And you never had a wife.
It wasn't your real son anyway.
Flash, why is this such a sticking point for you?
I raised him, though. Wasn't your real son?
I loved him like my real son.
And you're not married, nor do you have a wife.
You'll never have a wife.
You'll never have a wife, and now you won't have a son.
It's not even like you need to call them to let them know that your son's gone.
Tell.
So,
until I see a ring in your finger, I'm not letting up about it. Do you want me to get married?
No!
Of course not! I don't care what you do! I'm
going to jail!
I'm just so confused.
I'm Barry Allen.
Oh, the Flash!
Sorry. Ship! Yeah.
Shit!
Whoa! Time to go into the Speed Force and fix that one, I reckon.
Could you bring my son back?
No! I might, and then
not
do it again.
At all.
Poor Gorilla Grodd. I feel like eventually he will marry someone, but it'll only be so that the Flash leaves him alone.
It's a marriage of convenience.
Gonna go to the zoo and just pick a random ape out.
I'm just imagining a human woman and the Flash sees them together and he's like, finally got a wife! And she's like, what does that mean?
He's nothing, like, oh, nothing, darling. It's a whole thing.
Guess you're not the wifeless wonder anymore.
Is this the one that killed your son? He wasn't his real son.
Yeah,
that's a fucked up thing to say. Like,
means nothing to me. The Flash.
If it ain't biological, I don't care. What? I don't believe in its option.
Orphans or nothing.
He's got some really confusing moral lines. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah. Poor Tarzan.
He died really.
Poor
Gorilla Grodd. What the fuck?
That would be bad.
Oh, it's just psychological torture.
Gorilla Grodd's like, I should never have killed Tarzan's dad.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah, no, he moved on a bit. He kind of, didn't get over the loss of his son, but came to terms with the grief.
Yeah.
Found someone that he presumably could spend time with, open up to, and then just gets relentlessly mocked by all those old wounds reopened.
Did you only marry me to appease this guy?
Yes, he did.
Of course you did. I'm out of here.
He told me.
I didn't. What are you talking?
I didn't
about?
Tell him. I did.
Adoption should be illegal.
What is he talking?
Adoption is actually a really, really kind thing.
I just don't know. That's not a thing I've heard of anyone having a problem with before. It's just like a brand new moral issue. Like, what?
He ran through my boy.
If your parents die, you shouldn't get new ones. You gotta live with it. I'm the Flash. I'm Barry Allen, the Flash. Bazoop!
Oh, God, weeping while his wife is just like, am I a convenient?
No, am I? Because this man has been psychologically tortured.
I thought I loved you. Now,
do you love me, or are you just trying to make him happy?
Can't a thing be two things?
I just wish you'd shut up.
And I do love you.
Make fun of my being a gorilla.
There's nothing. I have no problem with you being a gorilla. That makes sense to me.
What? You're the smartest girl I know.
That That's fine. There's no issue there.
I'm a Flash.
Yeah. One of my best friends is a Batman. It's fine. Girls are A-OK in my book.
What? Batman's not a gorilla.
Yeah, exactly. He's a Batman, though. It's fine.
I don't think that's
also,
true.
Also, he's an orphan, and as you know, he was fine. Raised by a butler. Never called him dad, though.
Never adopted.
Aligns with my morals.
Gorilla God gives up his life a crime.
Yeah.
He's like, I might just retire.
Might go jungle mode.
I think I'll be safe in the jungle because this guy's a lunatic.
Yeah.
I can still get to the jungle, but...
Less likely to go there, I guess. Yeah,
don't know if I want to be there.
Okay, well, yeah, that's why it would be bad for that. He's like really grown.
Yeah, he dies halfway into his own story. He's turned into a fine red mist.
Yeah, yeah.
Did the Flash do it on purpose? Or was it like an A-Train situation?
I don't know. At first, I thought it was an accident, but then he seemed to relish in it. So, so it's really hard to tell.
Yeah, his adoption should be illegal stance was very...
Yeah, it seems thought out.
It's so good to imagine a comic book cover where it's like the Flash running and, you know, he's got that classic pose where he's got his fingers up near his head or whatever and just a speech bubble. Adoption should be illegal. The Flash, issue 25. Fuck.
It's just like a stance where it's like, well, this doesn't...
It's not...
There's
I can't...
a lot of bad stances out there, but at least they usually have, like, something to...
Well, I just can't connect it to anything. It's, it doesn't seem like...
Is it about Batman?
Is it
Batman,
religious somehow? In some way I don't understand.
A religion I'm unfamiliar with?
Is it to do with the Speed Force?
I can't tell it. Is it... What kind of take is this?
Is this... The Reverse Flash is doing somehow.
Because I guess the Reverse Flash raised him fucked up.
Is that what happened? What?
I guess we'll never know.
Remember, Barry Allen, I am your biological father.
That's all that matters.
All that matters.
Adoption, son, should be illegal, you see. It's what's the difference between adoption and kidnapping, if not just one sheet of paper?
I can think of a couple.
the greatest thing that the Reverse Flash ever did to Flash. Real fucked him up.
Really messed him up about adoption.
Oh, taught him wrong.
Taught him very wrong.
That's good.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I think the worst ape to raise Tarzan is Dunstan from Dunstan Checks In.
Oh!
Because Dunstan, Jackson, you're familiar with Dunstan Checks
he
In.
He checks in, he wrecks a hotel. Mm-hmm. It's very funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know why he's at the hotel?
Is he a spy?
Close. He's kind of the bad version of a spy. He's a jewel
thief. A terrorist!
No, he's a jewel thief.
don't know if they're opposite of a spy. He's a jewel thief.
Oh, no, he's a bad.
The bad version of a spy, I think, would be, yeah,
be a bad spy.
Or a spy for, like, the opposing force.
Yeah. Okay.
A good version of a jewel thief would be...
somebody who gives jewels back.
Yeah. A Robin Hood?
Yeah. I picked a terrorist because I thought a spy breaks into a place quietly.
Quite loudly.
Yeah. Okay, so Dunstan's a spy.
No, a jewel thief.
A jewel thief, of course.
What's he doing with them jewels?
He steals them for a guy that he knows.
Okay.
Yeah, does he know what he's doing?
Yes, because in Dunstan Checks In, he has the arc of a human being.
Whoa.
He has regret for his crime.
Oh, no, he has morals.
But
that's good to
teach.
Never mind, then.
Because he does also wreck the hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And as a result of the wrecking of the hotel...
yeah.
The hotel drops from a 5-star rating to a 1-star rating.
Oh, my God.
But then the new owner is like, that wasn't Dunstan's fault.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
He is a new hotel in Bali. Uh-huh. And then it's like, a fresh start. And then Dunstan, let me just check, drops, I believe.
Money?
The critic that dropped the original hotel from 5 stars to 1 star.
Yeah.
Then goes to visit the new hotel in Bali that they've been given.
Yeah.
And Dunstan drops a big coconut on the man's head.
No.
And that's the end of the film.
Oh, my God. So Dunstan, I mean, he's, alongside his crime of stealing.
Yeah.
Can't handle criticism.
He's will murder people.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Well, I don't
think. Well, he already killed Dunstan.
I think if a coconut falls in your head, you'll fucking die.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially a large coconut.
Thrown by a gym.
Huffed by a gym.
An orangutan.
Oh, even worse, dude. Even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
Well, we know that whoever is raising Tarzan can kill.
Also,
has killed.
Yeah, that's a good
Dunstan
point. Fair enough.
Dunstan has a bad attitude. Look at him.
That's a lascivious way to stand.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, but at least he's put on some shorts.
Yeah, he's wearing like boxer shorts.
He knows human modesty. That's intriguing.
That's an interesting thing to teach Tarzan.
Yeah, Tarzan would have shorts on much the same.
So raising Tarzan, I guess he's teaching Tarzan to be quiet.
Yeah.
He's stealthy.
That's true.
The value of a good gem.
Steal jewels. I've got one question for you, Dusha, regarding the Dunstan checks in scenario. Dunstan is a jewel thief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is he an independent jewel thief, or is he, you could say, owned by another jewel thief that he works for?
He works for a jewel thief with his now deceased brother, who I believe died in a jewel heist.
Dunstan's brother?
Yes.
Okay.
I said this man.
He had two jewels.
That would be the most
orangutans.
Fucked up crime scene. Oh my God, the jewels are missing again.
Is that a dead? Is that a shot orangutan?
Also so scary for the security guard. Well, you're like, somebody's broken in. Oh my God!
Bang,
thank
bang,
God it's
bang,
not
bang,
a fucking
bang.
Mandrel torn in half.
That would have been just my luck. Last day here at a jewelry store and their fucking mandrel comes.
Two mandrels
come. Shred my body.
Well, at least
mandrels are the closest. A mandrel's the closest animal we have to a xenomorph.
Yeah.
In terms of pure despicability.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's pure disgusting. Yeah. Are mandrels the ones that have trained dogs?
Yeah.
That's
no, well,
fucked. Or is that
maybe,
baboons?
Maybe. It might be mandrels.
Okay.
That's scary if they've trained dogs because of Dusha's circus theory.
Yeah,
That's the thing we did. The reason I ask about if somebody owns Dunstan is because imagine you owned the chimp and that chimp raised a baby.
Oh. So, Lord Rutledge. Had two chimps.
Okay.
Or two
he's
orangutans.
Lord and he's...
It's Lord in quotation marks.
Oh, okay.
It's fake Lord.
He had two orangutans.
Yeah. Two orangutans. Dunstan and his brother Samson.
Okay. Great name.
Samson's a great name.
Great name for an orangutan. Really good. Really good stuff.
Samson dies.
Show us the prequel.
Yeah.
Samson dies. And since that death, Dunstan has been wanting to escape from Rutledge's poor treatment and life of crime.
Okay.
So it's only when his brother dies, he's like, I gotta get out of the game.
He didn't know, maybe. He was just like, this is all fun and games for me. I get to steal precious gems or get to take precious gems. He doesn't quite understand.
No, because he's not spending the gems, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dunstan then does get away, and then he runs into the little boy, and the little boy's like, I'll look after you, Dunstan. And then Dunstan's like, no worries, time to cause mischief.
Yeah, all right.
Doesn't say any of this. Dunstan doesn't actually talk. He is an orangutan.
He is an orangutan. Mm. Yes, true.
Okay, so in this, if Dunstan is raising Tarzan, I fear it's going to be Tarzan raising.
Very true.
Dunstan, because he seems like he could be easily swayed by, like, just like a little boy wanting mischief.
But when is a baby cleverer than an orangutan?
I actually watched a video about this.
That's a great question, Jackson.
Yeah, okay.
That's a great answer, JD. I can't miss you.
So in the 1930s, the Kellogg's, horrible people.
As in, like, from the cereal?
Yeah.
I don't...
The anti-masturbatory Kellogg's?
It is spelt the same. I don't know if it's the same family. Yeah, okay,
fair enough.
Maybe. Let's say
well,
yes.
Look, I've heard this whole story because I watched a YouTube video on it. And I can say that this couple are horrible people.
Yeah.
But hey, anyway, basically what happened is they were like, nature v. nurture. Can we provide an ape with so much nurture that nature doesn't matter and an ape becomes a man, basically?
They were trying to do the
evolution.
They were
doing your theory.
They were trying to do my thing.
Right. Yeah.
They had a baby boy, and then they got a baby girl ape.
Yeah.
And then they raised them as siblings.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the baby girl ape learned stuff way faster. It was only when the toddler little boy started talking that the ape started falling behind a bit.
Oh, okay.
But the ape picked up on things like potty training and stuff like that way quicker. And another test they did was to test the reaction times of both a little boy and a little baby ape.
Yes.
And
the reaction, like, you know, say, for example, your reflexes.
You tap their knees.
No. Not reflexes.
You drop a ruler and, like, you see
if they
have
quickly
it.
They can grab it. Yeah.
No. It was to test the reaction.
Reaction.
Yeah.
So, like, you gently, like, throw a ball, like underhand.
Is that what they did?
All good theory. So this is in the 1930s. So what instead they did was they put on a film. They had a film projector.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. 1930s?
Yeah.
30s.
It's that's nice. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, that's impressive.
Fancy.
And then let the little boy and the little girl ape settle into whatever they were showing. And then they pulled out a revolver shot it into the air. And then they checked how quickly it took the child to get scared by the fact a gun should have just happened behind their head.
Who got scared quicker?
Oh, the ape. The ape got way more scared.
That's a great way to make an ape eat your baby.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Right, you got the guns, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. Tragic day at the ape factory.
Were they timing it with a? You shoot a gun in the air. It's presumably an ape is like, and then like
a little kid might cry. Like,
How you test? Like, well, you got two stopwatches?
Yeah,
how do you know it's quick? No, it was. I think it was two separate tests. Like, as in, did it.
The ape is watching, and then the boy is watching.
I see. Wow.
Okay,
the boy, I think, seemed more confused but scared where the ape went into, like, fight or flight.
Apes know.
Yeah, apes know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a loud noise.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't they have just, like, I don't know, blown, like, say, a paper bag?
Yeah, or even an air horn,
I mean, same thing.
Yeah.
A balloon?
Yeah,
popping?
Yeah. They had a lot of options other than a revolver.
Yeah, to shoot a gun in the air.
Science used to involve more revolvers.
Yeah. Then they weren't satisfied with that, so they brought in a group of eight children.
Eight children?
Shot a gun in the air.
Shot the gun in the air.
Oh, my God.
And did they bring in eight apes?
No. Ape wasn't involved in that part. Don't know why they did it.
Small blessing?
Anyway, the ape then... So basically what happens is the ape starts developing in a regular ape speed.
But yeah.
It did stuff like walked more upright and like learned to communicate with like noises, and like if it got told off would then like be like, I'm sorry, not say I'm sorry, but
communicate
and like try and hold hands and play and stuff like that and make like happy noises when she saw her brother, a little boy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But then the little boy started making ape noises to communicate, and then the parents were like, tests off.
That's such a shame, because you're about to get an ape boy.
Yeah.
You're about to maybe get a little boy that learns how to speak ape.
Yeah, I know. You could have gotten like a bilingual boy who spoke ape and human.
Half ape, half boy. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, fucked up, but like...
Yeah, I mean, morally questionable.
They were like,
but...
our boy is struggling to communicate certain things, and we'll go... instead of using words sometimes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was their line?
Yeah,
that was their line?
They were like,
damn. Okay. So the reason
that man, and this is heavy,
yeah,
got to age 40 and killed himself. So
yeah, fair enough.
It's like maybe doing horrible experiments on people's about it.
Yeah, maybe don't try and raise a boy as an ape.
The ape sadly died 1 year later because she got a cold or something.
Oh, that's sad. It's easy to die if you're an ape, but also really hard, which is interesting.
They're tough. You can probably hit an ape with a car, to be all right.
Yeah, I reckon. Gorilla, absolutely.
Oh,
if you hit a gorilla with a car, the gorilla just grab you by the bonnet and fling you in the air. Well, there is
and they just go...
The reason I ask, this is real dangerous. The reason I ask is because if Dunstan is raising baby Tarzan,
yeah,
is there a period of time where he, like, that works?
Yeah.
And then Tarzan gets too intelligent and Dunstan, not Tarzan really. Starts raising Dunstan?
I think it would just be the same as the,
well, I guess it'd be the it's experiment, pretty much, right? But to the point where it's just like, oh no, our boy is communicating in chimp noises.
Yeah.
It'd just be like, well, Tarzan is now only speaking.
Yeah,
in
he
chimp
only
noises.
Knows ape. But yeah, it's the reverse. It's exactly the reverse of that.
But yeah,
experiment.
Because Dunstan has an attitude problem and loves to
Tarzan
mischief.
Will also develop one, yeah.
Does Dunstan have an attitude problem, or is that attitude problem kind of caused by the boy?
That's true.
No. He drops a big coconut on a man's head, remember?
Oh, that is very true.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I can't find any examples
Was that a learned thing from said the
but he's
boy?
A, I mean, he's a bad ape.
Dunstan pushes a lady into a big cake.
Okay. You see, he's trouble.
Okay.
And I think this is he's a product of his upbringing by a jewel thief. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of trauma there.
Yeah.
Seeing his brother probably get shot during, like, I guess what Dunstan would consider his job.
Yeah, exactly. Dunstan was meant to be paying attention. His brother died in the line of duty. You know. Yeah. Plus, I think the problem with this is that, like, even when they're out, like, there's a chance Dunstan will come in for one last job.
That's true.
And abandon Tarzan at home.
Or take Tarzan.
Yeah, exactly. And then Tarzan's exposed to a life of crime. Because, like, you know, you can say you're out. Yeah. But you never truly.
There's
out.
Always one last job.
There's always one last job. Exactly.
Danny Ocean's on the phone. Dunstan. Hey, buddy, me and Rusty, we got an idea. We're going to hit the Bellagio. I hate this man.
Classic scene.
And
though.
Hey, Dunstan, bring the boy.
And then just like...
And then Dunstan's breaking into the Bellagio, and they're like, what's he doing? He's checking it. We need to write this down. This is sounding good.
That's
dangerous. Bad. He's bad just because being an ape parent, not ideal.
Yeah.
But he's got a troubled past, and he's never truly out. You know, dangerous sort of environment for...
Basically, the historical, like, Tarzan gorilla parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't live a life of crime.
No, exactly. They just lived on an island, you know.
Yeah. They were just happy, they were content. It seems that, like, Dunstan...
And this Dunstan is a murderer, you've got to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a despicable guy.
He just doesn't seem content, you know? He's always maybe thinking about, like, oh, what's next?
Well, you know, exactly. That's all he's known is crime.
Big score.
Exactly.
Because he's smart, he'll figure out that, like, wait a second, this lord was getting all this money, you know, money from all these gems, but, like, he's not doing any of the work. Like,
absolutely.
Maybe I go after him.
You know what I can buy with money? Banana chips.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a vicious cycle and he starts raising Tarzan to rob banks of their gems.
Whoa.
You know, figures, sees where he's at and, you know, like it's a real dangerous situation.
Exactly. You know, Tarzan, you know, grows up and then he's like just chilling at his home and then like a plane manned by two mandrels crashes. Tarzan kills one of the mandrels, raises a baby mandrel.
Raise the baby mandrel. You can't, though. The mandrel latch onto his face like a facehugger and kill him.
Eat him from the inside.
You can't do that with a mandrel.
You cannot raise a mandrel.
You cannot raise a mandrel. Anything else but the filth that it is.
Exactly.
Have you seen The Omen? Yeah.
That's what a mandrel will
exactly.
do to you.
You know, people will be like, oh, it's nature versus nurture. It's inherent.
It's inherent.
It's inherent what a mandrel is.
In their DNA. Okay? They got evil DNA.
You look under a fucking microscope, you see three fucking numbers. 666.
If Harambe was a mandrel, no one would have mourned. They would have cheered.
They would have collapsed, exactly.
No
you wouldn't
question.
Have even needed that boy in the pond.
They would have just been like, where did we get a mandrel?
Oh, thank God.
It wouldn't have made the news.
No. Or it might have to be like good mandrel shot nation cheers.
And in more positive news today, a loathed mandrel was shot today.
Shot at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Just hit to be most you go, yeah, I just noticed it and I knew what I had to do.
I was just doing my morning, like, you know, rounds of just checking on the animals and you would not believe, out of the corner of my eye, I saw
must have snuck in or something. Yeah. I don't know.
No, it must have got past the curious. I just, a disgusting mandrel. Yeah.
Nation rejoices.
So,
mandrel death.
Yeah. And then behind the camera, you shot it dead. I shot it.
I had to. Yeah, yeah, it's true. They're terrible. They're fucking horrible.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Well, thank God Tarzan was raised by gorillas or whatever.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Do you want to get our ape noises out now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. You got to know there's a lot of good faces out there. Yeah, good stuff.
Good
anyway,
stuff.
See you next week.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I chose Columbus State because I needed help with transitioning from the military world. My instructors gave me hands-on learning experiences and helped me find a trade that I love. Now, I've found my niche in an industry that's shaping the skyline of Columbus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.